We are learning Mesechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Yudal Amud Beis, and we are beginning halfway down the Amud by Remeya Omer. It says in the Mishnah, they now sell certain things to the Goy, because you worry he'll use it for Avodah Zarah. And Remeya says, you also cannot sell Av Dekel Tav, which sounds like a good Dekel, V'chatzav, we'll see what that means, V'niklas is the Girsa, and all these things, also Limkoy V'chavim. What are these things? Talk to Gemara. Rameyam Avdekal, Omar Chistal Avime, Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah that the Avayiz Chom Da Avram Avinu, the Mesechus Avayiz Avram Avinu, Dalad Meya Pirki Havin, was 400 prokim. And Va'anan, we learn Chamisha tonight, we have five, but Loya Dinamai Kabrina, we don't know what's Pshat. And we'll see what the Kash is in a second. Just stop right there. It says Avram Avinu had 400 prokim as Mesechus Avayiz Avram. What's the Pshat in such a thing? So some want to say that it means, it's the thing the Kais Yeshua says, that it means because there was a lot of Eizara in his days, so there's more prokim of Eizara. But the Orchas Tzadikim brings out from here, he says, first of all, Avraham didn't even have the Torah. He was masig the Torah by himself, through his own harvanya and his own work. He was masig the Torah himself. And we see from here that someone who works very hard on Torah, even if he doesn't have it yet, he could be mechadish 400 different prokim if he works on his Torah enough. The Orchas Tzadikim in Shara Torah is trying to give chizik for the people. The people should learn Torah more. You see, if someone tries to learn as hard as he could, you give him a chadash, extra prakim. But like upon him, Avraham Avinu had 400 prakim of Eizara. We lost most of it, we only have five. But he's saying this Amayra, Rav Chista tells Avimai, we have five, and I don't even know Pshat in the five. Well, he didn't make Amira. Well, my kush was bothering him. Diktani Rameya Ima, Af Dekel Tav, Chatzav Niklas, also Limka Luchavim. You know, I'll sell these three things. Dekel Tav, Chatzav Niklas. Dekel Tav, you know, let's sell a good dekel with Mizvino and hot dekel bish Mizvino. You let him sell him like a bad dekel, a bad palm tree, let him sell him. But now we know that Naim Avodah Zarah, you now let us sell trees to a goy. You now let us sell property to a goy, which we'll learn in the Mishnah later on, Dav Chaf. It says in the Torah, Lo Sichonim, and one of the taiches of Lo Sichonim is Lo Sitin Lehem Chania Bekarka. It's also to give a goy a property in Eretz Yisrael. And that extends to anything that's mechubah to the karka. We'll see about batim later on what the halacha is. But anything that's mechubah to the karka, you're not allowed to sell to him. So how are you allowed to sell any dekel tree to him? You're not allowed to sell anything mechubah to the karka. Omalei, so the answer, and that was bothering me. What does it mean, dekel tav? Omalei, my dekel tav, peiris dekel tav. You're not allowed to sell the peiris of a dekel tav, and it seems like there are two type of the column. There's one dekel tav, and one called dekel bish. So you now sell them the peiris of a dekel tav because those peiris were used for avodah zarah. B'chein Rav Huna peiris dekel tav is aser. What's a chatzav? Chatzav is kashba. Now kashba, there's two pshatim in Rashi what it means. Either it means a type of date, or it means chatzuva, which is a grass which Yeshua used to make the borders of Eretz Yisrael, of everyone's properties actually, because it was a nice grass that was nice and it went straight down into the ground and therefore was very good for making a border. And the third thing is Niklas. What is that? Kiyosh Rav Dimi Aruchama Yosef is a karaiti. It's karaiti. Now what's karaiti? Omle Baal Rav Dimi Tanan Niklas V'yedin Mahua. You told me Niklas, I didn't know what it was. V'atam is karaiti V'yedin Mahua. Honestly, I don't know what you're helping me. I still don't know what it is. Omale, I'll tell you what. So karaiti is a type of peiris, Rashi says. Rashi says some said it meant like ashes or something like burnt levina or something, burnt spices, but Rashi doesn't like the pshat. So it's a type of peiris. He says, I don't know what it is. He says, you know what? It's good you know what karaiti is. Why? Amalei, ahani l'chu, d'chi ozos hosim, you go to Eretz Yisrael, amrit lehem niklas, you tell him niklas, v'yadi, not going to know what you're talking about. Amrit lu karaiti v'yadi, they'll know what karaiti is, become achmelach, and they'll show you what that period is. Like upon him, that's what niklas means. So ad kan, the mishnah and the sugyas of selling things to Avodah Zarah. Now we're going to move on to the next mishnah, of things you're not allowed to sell to a goy, to a non-Jew, and this has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. And we'll see what's the discussion in the next Mishnah, a very geshmak discussion about selling behemoths to a goy. Zok to Mishnah. Markam shenagu limka behema daka la oivdei kechavim moichrim. In a place where the minig is to sell a behema daka to a goy, you're allowed to sell. Markam shenagu limka behema moichrim. Because behema daka is not a shiloh of, we'll see, the Siyani and that, we'll see what that is in soon, because they don't do work. Behemoth Daka is not used a lot for work in the fields. Behemadaka, there's a chshash of revia. It's chshash of znus. That's the chshash of behemadaka. So mokum shenogu, in a place where the minig is to sell behemadaka, you're allowed to sell. And in places the minig is not to sell, you're not allowed to sell. But v'chol mokum, in every place, a moichum lahem behemagasa, you're not allowed to sell a behema cattle, you're not allowed to sell to the goy, like a cow, or ox, or a golem asiyachim, or a calf, or sayachim, you're not allowed to sell these to, asiyachim I think is in the donkey family, you're not allowed to sell this to the goy. Shleimim and shvurim. Even though, and we'll see why exactly, but shleimim, the reason is because they do malacha. I shvurim don't move malacha. It's a gzeira shvurim otu shleimim. Because people will see, yeah, the, you know, this chash of a person, he sold a behemoth. He sold a guy, he has his behemoth. And he doesn't know that behemoth is not well and can't do work. But it'll be a gzeira otu the shleimim. Rabbi Yehuda matavashur, who says mutavashur? There was not gezer otu the shleimim. Ben Beseira says it's mutter unasus. Because again, that the Isser is, we're not going into, yeah, we'll see the Gemara, but the Isser is because malacha. That they can do malacha, let's say malacha on Shabbos. Asus, even if it does malacha on Shabbos, it's not the Araisa, Rashi says. Rashi inside. Matav asus, she'im malachta el rechiva. V'rechiva riding a behemah shvusis, the Rabbanon. V'lav malacha, but it's not a malacha the Araisa. Why? V'shun dechai noises asmoy. V'leich v'shtoni osri la'ashri lo'askir. I don't care if he's going to lend it out or rent it out, which is the problem of behemah gasa. So the bottom line, our mission is like this. Behemah daka is totally a minik. Behemah gasa in Allah sell to a goy. If it's a shvura, it's a machlaikis. If it's a sus, it's also a machlaikis. And the way Rashi learns, machlaikis by sus is, if you're worried about the drabanon of rechiva. Now, Tosis doesn't love Rashi's pshat and sus, because he says everyone agrees. Huh? The Ishvus Behemtai, the Ishvus Behemtai, but it's not yours maybe. Maybe you're selling it or you're lending it. We'll have to see the Gemara. We'll talk about investment, we'll go on the Gemara about what's exactly the Isser. But there's no Ishvus Behemtai on writing either, because it's only the Rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanon. So what's Pshat in the Rabbanon? So it sounds like from Rashi that maybe he doesn't hold the Chayinai Sassmai. Tosi says, what do you mean? Everyone agrees the Chayinai Sassmai. What can Pshat in the Rabbanon? Which means like this. This was a sus that was meyuchid to carry oifes. When it carries all the balei chai, there's no chai nois esatzmoy. Chai nois esatz only by a person. In this machlekes, the fiwam and the yama, it could be chayin esatz only by a person who holds it himself. A behemah doesn't hold his own weight; he's not mesiyeya with the holding, and therefore that's the machlekes over here. But if you say chayin esatz on a behemah carries a behemah, but that's the raisa or not. But we'll see the Gemara more elaborates in it. But the first discussion in our Gemara is the first line of the Mishnah, where it says behemah daka is totally in minhagim. Zok the Gemara lemeimra. The Isura Lako Munhago Dika. It's mashma in our Mishnah. There's no Issa to sell a behemoth daka to a guy. It's totally in the minik. Isura Lako Munhago Dika. There's a minik. Hecha the Nog. Isser Nog. Hecha the Nog. Hat the Nog. Depends on the minik. Right? The Gemara Raminu. We have a Mishnah later on. It's like this. Aim a midin behemoth, but for the guy shulchavim. You're not allowed to leave your behemoth in a pundik, in a hotel of a guy. Why? They're a chashud al-arviya, and you're over mishum lifnei iver leisitim mechshu. You're putting a mechshu in front of the guy. Therefore, you now leave a behema in the pundik. So what do you see? You see mechshu al-arviya, the chashud al-arviya. So how are you going to sell him a behema? He's chashud al-arviya. You're not going to leave it in the pundik. Of course, you can't sell it to him. So what's pshat in our mishnah? How can we tell in a minute? It's a mishnah says, eim amidim. Yeah, therefore what?
Why do I care
what the guy does with the money? Because that's called lifnei iver. I'm giving him an opportunity to do a revia by selling him a behemah. That's called lifnei iver. Like we have before, five avodah zarah is called lifnei iver. It's called lifnei iver. If you sell him something, you can do avera with, that's lifnei iver. So you wonder if he has all the animals there for lifnei iver. Right, that's a good point. I'm saying that if he has another animal, because no lifnei iver. We have before that if he has other ways to get it, then chanami. But here, maybe he doesn't. So you have to sell him. Maybe you have to make sure he has all the animal. If not, the shayla lifnei iver. Lifnei iver is the rice to get it. So Shaila is, you see from here, that Yechoshet al Aravia, and our Mishnah says, Tolian Minig, selling to him, Tolian Minig. Amarav, Mokum Shatir Limkar, Hatir Li Yichud. If you're allowed, in a place where you're allowed to sell it, that means what? There's no chash reveal. So then you're allowed to be miyached. Mokum she'osrul yached, osrul limkor. In a mokum which also to miyached, it's also to sell. Now, really, what's the Gemara's answer? It's totally if the chashar or reveal or not. The Rashi is bothered by it's not consistent. Jesus said mokum she'tir limkor is mutar to yud yichud, and mokum she'osrul limkor osrul yichud. Or said all the way, mokum she'osrul yached, osrul limkor. Why is it switching around? So Rashi says because the two things we have a farish are we have a farish halacha that's mutter medina to sell, if not faminik, and we have a place that says asul yachid. So if we go on that, mokum shatir limkar hatir liyachid. That was the first mishnah, mokum shatir limkar. And mokum shatir yachid asul limkar. Just because it's going on mishnayis, that's why it says it this way. Nothing, no special reason in halacha, but the bottom line in halacha is that it's totally in if there's a chshash in that place. If it's a chshash, you can't sell, you can't do yichid. If it's no chshash, then you could sell and you could do yichud. That is the teretz of the first Gemara's teretz, Rav's teretz. For Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Elazar says, Elazar Omer, Af b'makoyim she'osu liyached mutlimker. He says, Avada isi yichud, they have isi yichud by place of chashash reviyah. You're still allowed to sell it to them. Why? My timer. The opposite is far of yours. My timer, oi v'chavim, chas abahim matoy sheloy ta'okar. That someone else's behema, he doesn't mind. He'll be mizano with that. But his own behema, he does not want to do that because he's scared that his own behema, he's going to ruin his own behema. And therefore, he's not mizano his own behema. So if you sell him behema, he's not going to be mraveya that behema because there's a problem of ruining his behema if he won't do it. So you're not allowed to leave. This is yichud, but he's still allowed to sell it. He's still allowed to sell it. Now, what would be pshat in the minig then not to sell? If that's the facts, that chas al behemta. So what's behind the minig not to sell? Isn't that totally in chash revia? So lemaisa, the Ran says that the Ran in the back says that still there's places where the minig is not to sell behemta daka, because maybe they're going to bring it to the pundukoyas. People will think that you could bring it to pundukoyas if you allow them to sell. So there's no chash revia, you're allowed to sell. They don't know the difference because that he's worried about ruining the behemta. So therefore, he says this. The loss of Rana. Yes, for Kaima is Shechmiru al Atzman Shle Limkar. Kedei Shle Yevola Hamid Behema Pun Dekar Yisrael Yechavim. And how bad the Medina also? If you say Chashun Mal Ravia, we come to Veiver. Who in the Chasal Behema is Yisrael Shle to Akar? A Fikul Yes, for Kaima is Shechmiru Af Mechira Shum Less Da Hamada. So it's some Makbra Mechira. That would be Shav. But we say, but Ikar Adin, it's different. Mechira is different because it's no Chash. So Af Rav, who said a different Torah, it's Hodabay. He was Hoda, and he said, just because you can't do Yichud, it doesn't mean you can't sell. You could sell. Because, it's totally a minik still. Because even in a place where there's an Issa Yichud, you could sell, because the Chas Abahem Shoy Ta'akar. The Omer of the Chlifa Rav Shilva Avi, remember Shmei the Rav? Oy, v'chavim Chas Abahem Shoy Ta'akar. Oy, v'chavim is Chas, on his Behema, Shaloi Ta'akar, that should not get, Ta'akar means you won't be able to have any vlodis if you're mezana with it. Now, shaila, what about a zacha? It's not the shaila by itself. What about the chash reviyah on a behemah as a zacha? I and the mefarshim talk about that. So let's make a little. We have a few more minutes. Let's make a little schol next tomorrow. So that takes care of behemah daka. We said klar, it's tolling minig. Behemah daka is tolling minhagim, and we said it's a shaila if yichud is tolling that. But now I want to go to behemah gas. So behemah gas, you sure can't sell. Shaila, what's the pshat? My time, nehi de la revia loy chashinon, mavet be melacha chashinon. We are worried about melacha. We're saying that there's no problem with revia, right? Because chos abahemta shloy te'oker, but everyone agrees there's a problem. They might do melacha with it on Shabbos. They might be doing melacha on Shabbos, and that's the problem. They can do melacha with this payment on Shabbos. Freit the Gemara, and what's the problem with that? Venevad, let them do melacha, give them the zovna kanya. If they bought it, it's there. There's no problem. She's behemta and their behemah. You're not allowed to behemah. Gassu can do malacha. Let them do malacha. It's their behemah. And for the Gemara, gzeirim shem shaylam shem shchiris. I might lend it to them or rent it to them, and that will make a problem of shvisas behemta. Now, agav, there's a Rashi over here that's important. Rashi. Rashi says, kivan the zavnei kandya, and there's no problem of Shabbos because they're not mechuyev in Shabbos, and so he says, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do malacha for you. If you look at Rashi, the Maskel Kivan at the end of Rashi, Umash also Yisrael Loim Malei Chavim Asay Likach. It says, you just told me a goy is allowed to do malacha, so why can't I tell him to do malacha for me? He's allowed to do malacha. Zel Mushum, Mimcha Chepchav Dabba Dava, Dibar Asr. Rashi says, you know why Mirlachim is also? Because Dabba Dava. Frank the Stipler. Huh? No, not in this case. It means you're right. But you say Bechlal. You say Bechlal. He says in this Gemara that do malach for himself not a problem because a goy not chayav in Shabbos. So he has a shas kasha. Why can't you tell a goy to do malach for you? Even for you, what's wrong? He's allowed to do malach. So Rashi answers, b'davadav. That's what Rashi answers. Frank the Stipler, there's a Gemara about Metzia that declares, if I'm allowed to tell a goy to do chasima on my paro, chasima means loisach v'shar b'dishoy, I say, here's my paro, play with my paro and muzzle it. So Gemara declares, if there's an issa mirlachim or not. Break the stipler is, oh, din dava dava by chasima. Teret says, what's the pshat of mirlakim? Like Rashi says in Shabbos a few times, it's because shlichus. Like he's saying, for you, so it's like shlichus. Even though ain't shlichus to akim, ain't shlichus to avera, but still, the chazal made it issa shlichus when it came to issa goy. It's only the rabbanon, they get in the mirlakim. So, but the shayla is, what Rashi is dava dava? What's going on over here? Let's type his kasha. Zog the stipler, big yisoid. Stipler says, there are two Isurim by Avim Rilakum. Shlichus and Davidova. You need them both. He says, you need both of them. Why? Am I allowed to tell a guy on Shabbos, I need you to mow my lawn on Sunday. So shlichus is not a problem. He says, shlichus to work on Sunday. It's not a problem. But it's a problem with Davidova. What about this case? On Thursday, tell a guy, by the way, if my light goes off, I want you to turn it on. So it's not a problem. I told him on Thursday. No, there is a problem because it's shlichus. So you need both halachas. So that's why it's type of mechadish. Both things are true. It's not two separate things. They both are true, huh?
Either or.
Both are also. Both are true. And sometimes you got to kick in this isser and sometimes this isser. Rashi's picking. Why did Rashi pick this isser? So Rashi picked this. If I was saying this type, I would say, you know, Rashi picked this isser because here we're talking about the guy's not doing it for you, so you don't have to come out to sleep. That's just a dava dava. But the type is, I don't know why Stipe didn't say this. He could have said, you know, why Rashi picked this reason? Because this reason applies. He's not doing it for you. But the Stipe says the reason Rashi picked this is because Rashi likes saying something that's a first in the pasuk. The other one's not a first in the pasuk, so he picked this one. But either way, the Stipe has a shmak of pshat in this Rashi.
So this whole word that you shouldn't have
enough
of
machabagai,
right?
There's no shaykh
to
either isser. Either isser. It's not the no, that's what you can't have an is afterwards. The reason you can't have an is.
I understand, but
I'll tell you the reason why you can't have an all. The reason you can't have an all is, tomorrow says, because he might tell him to do it again. That's why. That's the reason. So we're not going to dava. The reason why you can't have an all, the problem is only Xero, you're right. If the guy comes into your house and turns the light for you, how can you say shlichus? I didn't tell him to do it. He did it for you. Halacha is also to use light. If someone's sitting in a dark house and he didn't say a word, the guy walks in and he puts on a light for you. The halacha is you can leave the room. That's halacha. But if you couldn't sit before, you leave the room. Why leave the room? I didn't tell him to do it. It's not my shliach, not my davar. Teretz is. The Gemara says, I know it's also like zero to that. Okay, so that's where we'll stop right now. We'll start again the Gemara tomorrow. We just got in at least a little hook, some real lakum.